DW Learning by Ear. Listen up. Shape your future. Hello and thanks for joining us for the sixth episode of our Crime Fighters series entitled Dirty Deals. It takes place in the African town of Bazingo. 22-year-old law student Zita seems to have ruffled a few feathers. On her social media page, Name and Shame Them, she published information about corrupt deals in Bazingo. In particular, she cited a company called City Holdings. It seems to have powerful owners, but no one knows who they are. In the previous episode, Zita received a threatening call from a stranger who told her to shut down her page, but she refused to be intimidated. Instead, she gave a radio interview encouraging the public to join her fight against corruption. This episode, entitled Missing, starts with Zita and her parents, Chiriku and Bamju. Their home was destroyed in the fire 3 weeks ago, and they are now being relocated from a temporary shelter to another flat.
And welcome to your new home, Bamju family.
Thank you, Bamju. But you know what? I preferred our old flat in Guraya. This one's a bit big and creepy.
Come on, Mom. It's a nice place.
What about fire access? Can we be sure this building is easily accessible in case of emergency?
Yes, Mom. Don't worry. This flat is safe and very modern. I did my homework. I'm sure you two are going to be very happy here.
We too? What about you, Zita?
Dad, I'm 22 and I'm in a committed relationship. I can't stay with you forever.
In other words, she's ready to get married and settle down. We'll be grandparents soon, Bamju. Ain't that so, Mrs. Kapaka-to-be?
Can we change the subject?
Good idea. You know, I still find it strange that our landlord, Kungu, picked us to be the first family to move into these new flats.
Maybe we just got lucky after going through that terrible ordeal. I hated sleeping in the emergency shelter at the school.
Me too. But thanks to you, Zita, we are the first family to be moved to a new flat. You know, you've become so popular that every time I go out, people keep telling me how lucky I am to have such a fearless daughter.
Aw, that's really nice, Mom. But I don't think it's because of me that we were moved first. It's just coincidence.
I'm not so sure. Kungu has been awfully nice to us these past few days. It's completely unlike him.
Dad, Mom, sorry, but I have to go to the shop and buy airtime. I need to call Kapaka. He's been very quiet lately. It's starting to worry me. I'll be back in a minute.
All right, my dear.
I'm really glad my parents were able to leave the shelter. I hope they get used to their new home quickly.
What the?
Quick, get into the van, fast.
Come on, get in the van.
No, help, help.
Get in the van.
Let me go.
Shut up.
Help, help.
Good, now let's get out of here.
We need to inform the boss. Let me call him.
Bridge is speaking.
Boss, it's me. We've got her. It all went as planned.
Excellent. Take her to the warehouse. I'll come straight there.
The tape of her mouth.
Okay, boss.
Ow! Please. Please don't hurt me.
So, I finally get to meet the little rascal who's been causing me so much trouble. A 22-year-old law student who still lives with her parents.
How do you know so much about me? Who are you? Wait a minute. Are you the one who called me and told me to shut down my social media page?
Shh. In here, I am the one who asked the questions. Let's pretend this is one of your law lectures, okay?
What did you do to my parents? Are they safe?
I told you, I am the one in charge here. Good. So Zita Bamju, do you know why you're here?
No, I don't.
Then let me help you understand. Chambo, bring me the laptop.
Yes, boss. Here it is.
Zita, I'm told you're the smartest student in your class. And you still don't know why you're here? Come on, think.
Is this about my anti-corruption campaign on social media?
Bingo. So what I want you to do now is to log into your account and delete your social media page. I want every trace of the information you posted permanently deleted. And when you've finished doing that, I want you to tell me how you got this information.
Mister, it's too late. My social media posts on City Holdings' corrupt and illegal deals have gone viral. Even if I delete my page, people already know the truth. And as for how I got the data, I swore I'd never reveal the identity of the source.
All right, have it your way. But let me assure you, Zita, you will eventually do as I ask, however long it takes. You'd better prepare yourself for some long, cold days and nights in here.
Please don't do this. There's nothing I can do about the social media page. Let me go, please.
Let you go? That is possible, actually. But only after you do what I tell you. Delete the page, tell me your source, and you'll be free to go.
Are you the owner of City Holdings? If you are, then you must know that what you've been doing is illegal and immoral. You've corrupted our city council and endangered ordinary citizens with your greed. You've been siphoning off money intended for development projects and using only a fraction of it to cover up your dirty deals. Time's up. The law is about to catch up with you.
Chambo, this young lady has a big mouth. What do we do to people like her?
We shut them up, boss.
Then shut her up. I've had enough of her.
No, 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 please.
Let's try calling her again, Bamju.
Yes, let's.
You have reached the voicemail of Zita Bamju. Mm. Please leave your name and number and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Bye.
She's still not answering, Chiriku.
I have a bad feeling about this. Zita never turns off her phone. She's been gone for hours now. Maybe this anti-corruption social media page wasn't a good idea. She might have upset some people. Oh, God. Please protect my child.
Come on, Chiriku. Maybe she went to buy the airtime, called Kapaka, and they decided to meet somewhere.
Then call him, Bamju. Call Kapaka and find out where our daughter is. I can't stand this anxiety. It's killing me.
Okay. Relax, Chiriku. Zita will be fine. There's nothing to worry about. I'm calling Kapaka right now, okay?
Hello, Mr. Bamju. Is everything okay?
Yes, Kapaka. Yes, everything's fine. I just wanted to know if Zita is with you. That's all.
No, she's not. Why? What's happened?
We moved into the new house today and she went to get airtime to call you. She's been gone for hours.
She hasn't called me today. Oh, no.
What is it, Kapaka? Where's my daughter?
Mr. Bamju, I have to go. You need to inform the police that your daughter is missing.
Wait, Kapaka!
What did he say? Where is Zita? Where is my daughter?
With this question from Zita's mother, we end this episode of Dirty Deals, a DW crime fighter story. What will happen to Zita now that Richie has kidnapped her? Will she delete her page as he told her to, or remain defiant and risk her life? Want to find out? Then don't miss our next episode. And if you want to share this episode with your friends, just visit dw.com/crimefighters. You can also find it on Facebook at DW Africa. Goodbye and take care.